Acts 2:42-47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
The Lord be with you. Let us intentionally listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit among us this morning as we continue to listen and learn in our series of what is an Anabaptist Christian. Anabaptists have three sacred core values that they follow. Jesus is the center of faith, of our faith. Community is the center of our life, and reconciliation is the center of our work. So, being a Christian from an Anabaptist perspective is a combination of believing in Jesus, belonging in community, and behaving in a reconciling way. Today, we focus again on core value number two. Community is the center of our life. According to Palmer Becker, the early Anabaptists' strong sense of belonging to Jesus and their loyal support of each other helped them to live devoted, ethical lives in the context of a hostile world. Today, Christians with an Anabaptist perspective understand and practice Christ-centered community in three distinct ways. Forgiveness is essential for community. The scriptures are interpreted in community. And community is experienced in face-to-face groups. Let's step back, though, and look at the bigger picture here. What is the central problem in all of humanity? The thing, the very core of all our disputes. It's not the lack of money, the lack of education, or even the lack of power. The biggest problem is that we offend each other, no matter how much we love each other. From the very beginning of time, we've offended God and each other, both individually and in groups, through our attitudes and our actions. The result has been broken relationships with God, with each other, in our own inner selves, and in all the world, in creation. Many Christians emphasize a vertical kind of forgiveness, that the repentance and forgiveness of wrongs is between God and the one confessing. It's a vertical forgiveness from God without much emphasis on the horizontal forgiveness of each other. Forgiveness is seen as a means for receiving individual salvation and eternal life. Unfortunately, attempts are made more to forget without forgiving. Denial and defensiveness take the place of honest confession and forgiveness. The turning point in resolving an offense usually comes when one party sincerely repents and asks for forgiveness, says, "I'm sorry, please forgive me." Anabaptist Christians believe both the vertical forgiveness from God and the horizontal forgiveness between each other are important and necessary. Forgiveness builds community and as a means to peaceful relationships with one another. I've found that sometimes saying I'm sorry is easy. Most times, if I say it in the moment that I know that I've done something wrong, that's the easier one. But I also discovered if I sit with it and I relive events in my mind, it's much harder to say, especially if I'm the one who has to go and just start that conversation. I remember when our kids used to argue, and we would pull them together and say, now you sit and talk it out and apologize. And they'd always say, sorry. And they knew what would be coming next from us. Who's sorry? I'm sorry that I hurt you. Looking at each other and saying that, it makes it more personal. It's real. It's genuine. It's the please forgive me part of that horizontal forgiveness. Forgiveness is essential for community. Jesus came to this world so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus prayed fervently that we would be one as he was with God. Right before Jesus was arrested, it says in John 17, I pray that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. A warm sense of community and love emerges when members of the body of Christ are committed to asking each other for forgiveness. Confession and forgiveness remove the barriers that stop fellowship with God and with one another. Anabaptist Christians believe that forgiveness is essential for creating and nurturing community. More recently, Anabaptists are talking of ways of taking forgiveness a step further. Once you've confessed and received forgiveness, might there be additional work to be done for restoration, to help restore whatever may have been lost or taken during this offense? Forgiveness makes community possible. The scriptures are interpreted in community. Some Christians may limit themselves to the private study of scripture. They do their own thing. Limiting yourself to just your own interpretation, though, often leads to confusing and possibly false understandings of scripture. And I've noticed it seems that those who are the least connected with a discerning community of faith seem to be the ones who are most vocal about their spirituality and wanting to share their own conclusions without having much to back it up, except maybe one sentence taken out of scripture, out of context. Other Christians think that only the trained person, the pastor, the priest, the Bible teacher, are the ones who are capable of proper interpretation. And the result is that lay people then neglect their own personal study because it's like, what could I possibly know? Christians, from an Anabaptist perspective, believe that scriptures need to be studied both privately and in the context of a spirit-guided community where fellow believers give and receive counsel. Generally, community members who come together in small groups, classes, and conferences in the spirit of Christ, with your Jesus glasses on, can best determine what the scripture is saying to them, while also listening to what the scripture is saying to others. Listen and tell, share. And it is important to have diverse voices when studying scripture. We all come from different experiences, different backgrounds, different knowledge. It's important to also talk through, learn, discover, ask questions, learn about the culture of the time the scripture was written. What was the world like as compared to now? Reading what happened before and after a specific text also helps you to get more of a context of what had prompted this writing and what was the result. The New Anabaptist Bible is being produced right now. Their website says, "Looking back, living forward. The 500th anniversary of Anabaptism in 2025 gives the church a unique opportunity to celebrate and dream, to celebrate the Spirit's calling together of diverse people across all boundaries of culture and geography, to dream about how more people can be invited into and participate in leading and shaping Anabaptism's future. To celebrate how young people have made faith their own for centuries, and to dream of how young people today can become even more deeply engaged and empowered to lead the Anabaptist movement into the future. To celebrate all the ways God has been faithful, and to dream about how we can mend what's been broken. Each resource will offer spiritual inspiration, connection, education, and invitation to the Anabaptist community and the broader Christian church. We don't talk about dreams much, and yet over and over, dream comes up. We study scriptures with others to discern their application in our time. Last week, Warren and I watched the movie The Holdovers, up for an Academy Award. And a quote stuck out to me. I had to look it up. The teacher is a teacher of ancient history, and he was taking a student through a museum. And he said, "If you truly want to understand the present or yourself, you must begin in the past. You see, history is not simply the study of the past. It is an explanation of the present." I thought that sounded kind of Anabaptist, the Anabaptist way. Yeah. Community is experienced in face-to-face groups. Both worshiping in a larger community with vertical relationships emphasizing God and smaller face-to-face connections with close horizontal relationships are necessary and needed. Face-to-face groups are essential to a healthy church. Many Christians think of worshiping congregation as the basic unit of church, this right here. Often church is seen as a structure, an organization, or as a Sunday morning performance. Anabaptist Christians tend to see the church as a family. Healthy churches often organize networks of small groups in which members fellowship, study, share, and pray together. And even though we talk about this being a small group, we can get even smaller. And we do that around what our passions are, our timing, our topics, topic groups. Healthy congregations are structured for community. When someone is welcomed into membership in a Mennonite congregation, it is a whole community coming together in a covenant. That is a commitment to one another. In fact, the whole congregation shares their promise with each other, a prayer we share together at baptism. An example is, as we now receive you into the fellowship of the church, we make this covenant with you, and to renew our own covenant with God. We promise to bear each other's burdens, to assist in times of need, to share our gifts and possessions, to forgive as Christ has forgiven, to support each other in times of joy and sorrow, and in all things to work for the common good, thus proclaiming the presence of Christ among us so that our lives may glorify God. Holy Spirit, make us one body, part of the church worldwide, united in its diversity, now and in every age. That prayer includes both the horizontal connections and that we have committed for one another, and also, again, reaffirming our own vertical commitment with God. Christians from an Anabaptist perspective experience Christ-centered community as the center of their life. We see forgiveness as being essential for community. We believe dialogue and group discernment is necessary for the interpretation of Scripture. Small, face-to-face groups are central to the life of the church. Believing in Jesus, belonging to the church, and behaving in a new way become real in the context of community. Thanks be to God.